Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf. And last Aliyah, we learned that Hashem had commanded Moshe to count Klal Yisrael, and now we're going to learn about the numbers of every single Shevet. The Pasuk tells us, Vayu b'nei Ruvain b'chal Yisrael, and these were the sons of Ruvain, the firstborn of Klal Yisrael, Todais l'mishbachas l'meis avaysam, their offspring according to their families, according to their father's house, b'mispar shemais, a count of names, l'gugulaysam, as a head count, kol zachar ben esrim shana v'mala, every male that's 20 years old and up, kol yitzei tzava, anyone that could go into the army, pigudeihem l'mate Ruvain, the counted ones for the Shevet of Ruvain, shishav arbaim elef, 46,500. Livnei Shimon, for the sons of Shimon, Todais l'mishbachas l'mesavaysam, the offspring according to the families to the father's house, Pekudov, its count, Mismar Shemas l'gugulaysam, a count of names for every head count, Kol Zachar ben Esrim Shana v'mala, every male that was 20 years old and up, Kol Yitzitzava, anyone that could go to the army, Pekudei Hemamate Shimon, the counted ones of the Shevet of Shimon, Tishav Chamishim Elef u'shloish meyas, 59,300. Livnei Gad, for Shevet Gad, Todais l'mishbachas l'mesavaysam, b'mispar Shemas, b'ben Esrim Shana v'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hamamate God, the count of the Shevet of God, Chamish V'arbaim Elef, V'sheish Meos V'chamishim, 45,650. Livnei Yehuda, which was the largest Shevet, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, V'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hamamate Yehuda, the counted ones for the Shevet of Yehuda, Arba V'shevim Elef, V'sheish Meos, 74,600. Livnei Yisachar, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, V'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hamamate Yisachar, the counted ones for the tribe of Yisachar, Arba of Achamishim Elef V'Arba Meyos, 54,400. Livnei Zvulun, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, B'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hem L'mate Zvulun, the counted ones of the Shevet of Zvulun, Shiva V'Achamishim Elef V'Arba Meyos, 57,400. Livnei Yosef, for the sons of Yosef, Livnei Ephraim, for Shevet Ephraim, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, B'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hem L'mate Ephraim, the count of Shevet Ephraim was Arbaim Elef V'Chamish Meyos, 40,500. Livnei Menashe, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, B'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hem L'mate Menashe, Shenaim Ushleshim Elef U'Masayim, 32,200. Livnei Binyamin, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, B'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hem L'mate Binyamin, the count of the tribe of Binyamin, Chamisha Ushleshim Elef Arba Meis, 35,400. Livnei Dan, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, B'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hem L'mate Dan, the counted ones for the Shevet of Dan, Shnai Mishishim Elef Ushva Meis, 62,700. Livnei Asher, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, B'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yitzei Tzava, Pegudei Hem L'mate Asher, Echad V'arbaim Elef V'chamish Meis, 41,500. B'nei Naftali, Todais L'mishbachas L'mesavaysam, B'mispar Shemais, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Pegudei Hem L'mate Naftali, Shloish V'chamishim Elef V'arba Meis, 53,400. Ela ha-pekudim asher pakad Moshe v'Aaron nesim Yisrael. These are the counted ones that Moshe, Aaron, and the nesim of Yisrael counted. Shnei masar ish, 12 men. Again, these are the 12 nesim. Ish echad leves avos of hayu. One man for his father's house they were. Again, one nasi per shevet. Vayu kol pekudim b'nei Yisrael leves avosam. And it was the count of b'nei Yisrael to their father's house. Miben esrim shana v'mala, from 20 years old and up. Kol yitzitzav b'Yisrael, anyone that could go to the army. Vayu kol ha-pekudim. And the count was sheish meis elef u'shleshes alafim. V'chamesh meis ha-chamishim. 603,550. L'mate avaysam, but the Levim, according to their father's Shevet, loy haspaktu b'soicham, they were not counted among them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Ches. And the Pasuk tells us, V'adamar shal Moshe lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Achas mate Levi loy sifkaid, but the Shevet of Levi you shall not count. V'esroishim loy sisa, you shouldn't take a census of them, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, among the b'nei Yisrael. And now let's try to understand why not. So let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Tes. Rashi over here says, Achas mate Levi loy sifkaid, kidai hu ligyon shal melch liyos nimna Levadai, is befitting that the king's legion, Ligyon literally means legion, that they should be counted by itself. Shevet Levi is considered Hashem's legion, so therefore they're counted by themselves. However, Davar Acher, a different explanation is, Tzafakash Baruch Hu Shasidu Lamed Gzera Kol HaNimnein Miben Esrim Shana V'mala Sheimusu Midbar. Hashem saw that in the future, in the Midbar, there was going to be a Gzera, that all the 20-year-olds and up that were counted, they were going to end up dying in the Midbar. This is because of the Meraglim. And therefore, Amar Hashem said, Al Yu Elu B'chlal, these shouldn't be part of the count, L'fi Sheim Shili, because they're considered mine. Why is it the Shevet Levi is considered Hashem's? because they didn't make a mistake with the Egel Hazav. They weren't part of the Egel Hazav, and therefore they get counted separately, and they're not part of the regular count of Kala Yisrael. Back to the Chumash Pasuk Nun. And now you should appoint the Levim al Mishkan Eidos over the Mishkan, va'al kol Kalev, and over all of its Kalim, va'al asher loy, and everything that has to do with the Mishkan. Heima Yisu as a Mishkan, they shall carry the Mishkan, va'al Kalev, and all the Kalim, v'heimishar su, and they shall serve it, v'saviv l'mishkan yachinu, and they shall encamp around the Mishkan. Uvenzaya Mishkan, when the Mishkan travels, meaning when the Bnei Yisrael is involved in traveling, so therefore the Mishkan is also traveling, yiridu as alavim, the Levim are going to take it down, uvachanais a Mishkan, when the Mishkan encamps, yakimu as alavim, the Levim should set it up. V'hazar hakar of Yumas, and someone who's a Zar, he's a non-Levi who approaches to try to do this, he shall die. And furthermore, v'chanu Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael shall encamp, ishal machaneu, each person according to his camp, v'ishal digloi l'tzivaisam, and every single one according to his dagel, his flag, or his banner, according to their armies. V'halavim yachanu savul Mishkan Eidos, and the Levim, they shall encamp around the Mishkan, v'lo yeh katzaf al Hadas Bnei Yisrael, and there won't be any anger or wrath on the Hadas Bnei Yisrael, on the assembly of Klal Yisrael, v'shamar halavim es mishmeres Mishkan Eidos, and the Levim shall safeguard the mishmeres, the guard, or the watch of the Mishkan Eidos. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun, v'ata hafkidas halavim, you should appoint the Levim. What does this mean? Kitargumai, like Targum Unkos translates it, mani, appoint, l'shoin minui srara, this is an appointment to some sort of official position, al davar shehu mimunu alav, over a matter which one is in charge, kamoi v'yafkid hamelech pekidim. Pasuk Minun Aleph in Rashi, yeridu oisei, they shall take it down. Kitargumai, like Targum translates it, as yefarkun, they shall dismantle it. K'shabayim lisal midbar, when they're about to journey in the midbar, yimasal masa, from one place to another, hayim farkamasei, they would dismantle it, me'akamasei, from its position, v'nais maisei, and carry it on mekam asher yishkan shama anan, to the place where the cloud would rest, v'achinu shama, and then they would encamp there, u'mekim maisei, and then they would set up the Mishkan. V'azar akarv, and someone who's a czar, he's a non-Levi approaches, l'avaydasam zu, to this service of theirs, yumas, he shall die, bidei shamayim, by the hands of shamayim, meaning we don't put him to death, he's chayv misa bidei shamayim. Pasuk Nun Beis in Rashi, v'ishal diglai, every man according to his dagel, his banner, his division, his flag, k'mash adagolam sudurim, all the divisions are arranged b'sefer zeh, in the sefer, shlosh shvatim l'chol dagel, there were three shvatim, to every single dagel, to every flag or every banner. V'lo yeh katzef, said the pasuk, im tasu k'mitzvasi, if you do like my mitzvah, lo yeh katzef, there's not going to be any anger, v'imla, but if not, ashe katzu zarm b'avidasim zu, that a non-Levi is going to enter this service, they're going to try to do what the Levi is doing, yeh katzef, then there's going to be anger and wrath. K'mash mitzinu, like we found, ma'isa kairach, with kairach, ki yotza ha-ketzef v'gaymer, for the ketzef has come out, because someone tried to overstep their boundary, so we see that this ketzef came to play. And now for the last pasuk in this aliyah, v'yasu b'nei Yisrael k'chal asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, and b'nei Yisrael did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe, kein asu, so they did. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with another aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.